This year's a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 3. Why Mr. Possum Loves Peace. One night, said Uncle Remus, taking Miss Sally's little boy on his knee and stroking the child's hair thoughtfully and caressingly, one night Brer Possum called by for Brer Coon cordin' to agreement, and after gobblin' up a dish of fried greens and smokin' a cigar, they rambled forth fur to see how de balance of the settlement was gettin' long. Brer Coon, he was one of these natural pacers, and he racked long same as Mars John's bay pony, and Brer Possum, he went in a hand gallop, and they got over a heap of ground. Brer Possum, he got his belly full of persimmons, and Brer Coon, he scoop up a abundance of frogs and tadpoles. They amble long, they did. Des as sociable as a basket of kittens. 'Twill by and by hear Mr. Dog talking to hisself way off in de woods. "'Sposin' he runs up on us, Brer Possum, what are you gwineter do?' says Brer Coon, says he. Brer Possum sorter laugh round the corners of his mouth. "'Oh, if he come, Brer Coon, I'm a gwineter stand by you,' says Brer Possum. "'What are you going to do?' says he. "'Who? Me?' says Brer Coon. "'If he run under me, I'll go give him one twist,' says he. "'Did the dog come?' asked the little boy.
"'Go away, honey,'
responded the old man in an impressive tone.
"'Go away, Mr. Dog. He come and he come a-zoomin', and he ain't wait fur to say howdy, neither.' He just sail into the two of 'em.
The very first pass he make, Brer Possum fetch a grin from ear to ear, and keel over like he was dead. Den Mr. Dog, he sail into Brer Coon, and right dar's where he drap his money purse, 'cause Brer Coon was cut out for dat kind of business, and he fairly wipe up the face of the earth with him. You better believe dat when Mr. Dog got a chance to make hisself scarce, he took it. And what there was left of him went skedaddlin' through these woods like it was shot out of a musket. And Brer Coon, he sort of lick his clothes into shape and wipe off. And Brer Possum, he lay dar like he was dead. Twill by and by he raise up sort of keerful-like. And when he find the coast clear, he scramble up and scamper off like something was after him. Here Uncle Remus paused long enough to pick up a live coal of fire in his fingers, transfer it to the palm of his hand, and thence to his clay pipe, which he had been filling, a proceeding that was viewed by the little boy with undisguised admiration. The old man then proceeded. Next time Brer Possum met Brer Coon, Brer Coon fused to spawn after his howdy, and dis make Brer Possum feel mighty bad, seein' as how dey used ter make so many excursions together.
"'What make you hold your head so high, Brer Coon?' says Brer Possum, says he.
"'I ain't runnin' with cowards these days,' says Brer Coon. "'When I wants you, I'll send for you,' says he. Then Brer Possum get mighty mad. "'Who's any coward?' says he.
"'You is,' says Brer Coon. "'Dat's who. I ain't 'sociatin' with dem what's lays down on de ground "'and plays dead when dere's a free fight gwine on,' says he.
Then Brer Possum grin and laugh fit to kill hisself.
"'Lord, Brer Coon!' "'You don't spec I done that 'cause I was feared, does you?' says he. "'Why, I want no more feared than you is dis minute. "'What was dey for to be skeered on?' says he. I knowed you'd get away with Mr. Dog if and I didn't, and I'd just lay there watching you shake him, waiting fur to put in when the time come," says he.
Brer Coon turn up his nose.
"That's a mighty fine tale," says he, "when Mr. Dog ain't moan tetch you for you keel over and lay dare stiff," says he.
"That's just what I was gwine to tell you about," says Brer Possum, says he. "I wa'n't no more skeered than you is right now, and I was fixin' fur to give Mr. Dog a sample er my jaw," says he. "But I'm de most ticklish chap what you ever laid eyes on, and no sooner did Mr. Dog put his nose down here among my ribs that I got ter laughin', and I laughed till I ain't had no use of my limbs," says he. "And it's a mussy unto Mr. Dog that I was ticklish, 'cause a little more, and I'd have et him up," says he. "I don't mind fightin', Brer Coon, and no more than you does," says he. "But I declare to gracious, if an I can stand ticklin', get me in a row where there ain't no ticklin' loud, and I'm your man," says he. "And down ter this day," continued Uncle Remus, watching the smoke from his pipe curl upward over the little boy's head, "down ter this day, Brer Possum's bound to surrender when you tetch him one in the short ribs, and he'll laugh if he knows he's going to be smashed for it." End of chapter 3.